There's an old joke about television that goes a little like this. I saw something great last night, in between the commercials. NBC is about to turn that joke into reality, running minute-long movies in the middle of commercial breaks. The network is hoping that viewers will actually watch the commercials instead of flipping the channel or recording programs with devices like TiVo. We called Randall Rothenberg, a columnist for Advertising Age magazine, and he says the short movies join several other efforts to keep you watching for the ads.
Basically, they're doing things that are kind of humorous and ironic. They've got one that they call Henry Tammer, Prodigal Bully. It's a four-minute-long mini-movie about an eight-year-old genius who's also kind of a little bully. They have another program that's kind of a spoof on old-fashioned spy movies starring beautiful and, I gather, scantily clad women. It's worth noting that this concept is not original to NBC. A number of major mainstream advertisers have been experimenting with mini-movies as a way of blending entertainment and marketing.
These are a lot like the Super Bowl ads, where it's a little bit longer, maybe a lot longer, and there's some kind of dramatic plot that unfolds.
A little bit, but I think it's more than that. For example, BMW, for the past year or two, has been producing something called BMW Films. You can find them on the web. I think they're shown on television on occasion, and I know they've been shown in movie theaters. What they've done is they've hired major Hollywood directors, John Woo, to direct short movies that happen to have as one of the components BMW cars. Absolute Vodka mimicked this with Absolute Films. They've done a wonderful movie spoof called Mullet, which is a spoof of Bollywood movies. And they use the shape of the Absolute Vodka bottle in this Bollywood musical, kind of embedded in somebody's hairstyle, or it'll be in the lintel of a door. So what NBC is doing is following what a number of mainstream advertisers have been doing, which is just to try to find new ways to entertain viewers, to keep them glued to marketing messages so they won't fly off to the next channel or the next opportunity.
I do want to ask about one thing, though. This is all supposedly happening, or a lot of this is supposedly happening anyway, because of TiVo. But I'm looking at an article here from a magazine called Television Week, which recently pointed out that after 5 years of existence, TiVo only has about 700,000 subscribers in the country. It hasn't really caught on that much yet.
That's missing the point. TiVo is a company and a brand. The bigger issue is that the technology, this personal video recorder technology, is off-the-shelf technology. It's ubiquitous. Within a couple of years, most households will have personal video recorders.
And if they make it so easy to zap the commercials, aren't those technologies going to completely defeat all of the tactics and strategies that we've just been talking about?
They could, but, you know, marketers are remarkably resilient. Every time a new communications technology comes in, marketers have kind of reared back in horror and said, this is going to destroy life as we know it. And each and every time, they manage to find ways to adapt to it. And the same is true with media. Radio adapted to television. It wasn't destroyed by it. Broadcast adapted to cable. It wasn't destroyed by it. In the same way, we're now beginning to see, with experiments like this NBC experiment, we're beginning to see how media companies and marketers are beginning to adapt to the advent of personal video recorders and unlimited choice.
Randall Rothenberg is a columnist for Advertising Age magazine. Mr. Rothenberg, thanks very much.
Pleasure.